Thank you for calling Apex Health. My name is Kenya. How could I help you?
I would like to order a product they advertised on TV today.
And do you know the name of it?
It's called Nature's Miracle.
Okay. And let me see. Yes, ma'am. And
It looks to me like there's a couple different sizes of that tube. Is that right?
Well, there's also the Nature's Miracle is an ointment. There is also a Nature's Miracle lotion. So it depends on which one you are wanting. But
So
the
what's the difference
ointment is
between
a
them?
well, they work the same. It's just one is in like an ointment form, and the other one is like a lotion. So that's more of like a cream type.
Well, what I want it for is for helping to remove warts. There was a testimony on the TVs today. I want the ointment, or do I want the what is it called? The other ointment, or what was the other thing?
Or the lotion.
Or the lotion. I would think I would want the ointment, but I'm not sure about that. That's my guess.
Okay. So they both do the same. The ointment helps with burns, sunburns, cuts, insect bites, rashes, bed sores, ulcers. So it would help with warts as well.
I'm sorry.
I was saying it would also help with warts as well, yes.
Okay, yeah, there was a testimony, and I think that's what they mentioned. It was a lotion. I should have checked closer, but I didn't realize that there was two forms of it.
Right.
So the one is kind of like a hand lotion, or is that what you're saying? What's the other substance like?
Let me check for
The
you. Bear
ointment.
with me 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 moment.
Okay.
I'm still here with you. 1 moment.
Okay.
Okay, and so you're not sure if you want the ointment or the lotion?
I think I want the ointment. Is
Okay.
it, what kind of substance is it? Is it clear, or is it, what is it? Is it jelly or what? Or gel type of thing or what?
No, ma'am, it's not. Let me see here. I would have to get it located to see. 1 moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. 1 moment.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. I'm so sorry about that wait.
Okay.
Okay, so it doesn't say specifically here, but an ointment is usually like a grease type substance,
like
kind
liquid,
of greasy.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Do they both do the same thing? You know, I was trying to order this on product online, and I could not get my card to go through because it said pay by credit card Stripe, and I didn't know what that meant. So I thought, well, I'm gonna call you. I had trouble getting your phone number. So I think possibly I want the ointment. It's not, it's surely not a liquid, is it? I mean, real liquidy. So it's
not. Mm-hmm. No, ma'am, it's not like a liquid. No.
It's not a liquid.
No, ma'am.
It comes in a tube, right? It's like a gel, probably.
Yes, it does come in a tube, but it's more like if you're used to like antibiotic ointment, you know, that's kind of greasy. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, they didn't say on the TV which one, the testimony they had used it for warts. And they, I didn't catch that they said which one they got.
Okay, I understand. Well, it had to be the ointment because the lotion, it helps with skin rashes, chemical rashes, chemicals that could be in pools if you were doing yard work.
Well, I think I'll just go ahead and get the ointment.
Okay, so you were wanting the ointment.
Yeah, is there a couple different sizes? I'm thinking.
Well, it's only one size, and that is going to be the 2 ounce container.
Oh, okay. So it's just one size. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll get that one then.
Okay. Well, let me get that pulled up here for you. One moment.
Okay.
I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, so your total would be $35.90.
Okay.
And could you spell your first and last name for me?
Okay, my name is, first name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L.
Thank you, and the last name?
My last name is Bontrager, and it's spelled with a B, B as in boy, O-N, T as in Tom, R-A, G as in girl, E-R, Bontrager.
Thank you. And I would need your mailing address.
12602 Carol, just like my name, C-A-R-O-L, Avenue.
Thank you.
And that's Greencastle, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. And that zip code?
17225.
Thank you. And bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient. One moment. And this phone number, the 717-597-7942, is that a good phone number for you?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for being patient on that hold. And would you happen to have an email address you can provide to me?
Carol, just like my first name, C-A-R-O-L, Carol Bon, B-O-N, at live, L-I-V-E, .com.
Thank you. And that was D as in dog, O-N, at live, right?
I'm sorry? What did you say last?
Your email, it was Carol, D-O-N, D as in dog, or was
it
B as
in boy? Just like my last, first three letters of my last name, B-O-N.
Okay.
Bon, at live, L-I-V-E.com.
Okay, and I am ready for, well, let me see, it's doing a little loading here. I'm just waiting on this information to load. It's going a bit slow. Thank you for being patient. I'll be back with you in just a few moments, waiting on my computer to load here. Okay, thank you for being patient. It finally came up here, and I am ready for that card number whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 6011 0002-5301-7143.
Thank you, and the expiration date?
03/26.
Thank you. And the three-digit code?
667.
Thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and place that order. Again, your total was $35.90. And would you like to save your payment information for future orders?
That would be fine, yeah.
Okay. And I'm just waiting on that information to load. Thank you. And I'm still waiting on that order ID number to come up here. And are you a new customer or a returning customer?
I'm not sure that I ordered from you before. I don't recall. If I did, it's been a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it says here that there is already a customer registered under that email.
Okay.
It could be maybe.
I don't know when I would have ordered. It's a good long while ago.
Okay. Well, it could be that, you know, the email is just common, so I'm going to see if I can still place the order without the email. One moment. Thank you for being patient. One moment. Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm so sorry about the wait, but I'll be with you in just a few quick moments.
Okay.
This is Gail from California.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Bear with me one moment. Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm still here. Bear with me a few quick moments. I'm so sorry about that wait. Okay.
How long am I on the phone coming in? I'm calling out to order something.
Okay, thank you for being patient on that hold. So I did go ahead and place the order without the email. And so I'm going to give you the order ID number as soon as it comes up here.
Why it took so long here to do this. You got a permit.
And are you ready for that order ID number?
Yeah, just hold on here.
Sure.
I had a company in my house, so I had to answer the doorbell. Okay, go ahead with that number.
It's 236.
236.
02.
02. Okay.
And you'll be receiving that product in about 7 days. Was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
Where is this coming from? What state?
It's going to be coming from, I believe, Maine.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine.
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. That's no problem.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.